的房子，瞎子就来到他跟前。耶稣说，你们信我能做这事吗？他们说，主啊，我们信。29节。耶稣就摸他们的眼睛说，照着你们的信给你们成全了吧。30节。他们的眼睛就开了。耶稣切切地嘱咐他们说，你们要小心不可叫人知道。31节。他们出去竟把他的名声传遍了那地方。这是两个瞎子得医治的事迹。
And this is the healing of the two blind men.
我们看到耶稣在这个事迹里面呢，他对这两个瞎子的医治。
And we can see in this that Jesus heals these two blind men.
他说这两个瞎子是紧跟着他在一直在向他呼求。
And these two blind men followed him and pleaded to him.
说大卫子孙可怜我们吧。
And said, "Have mercy on us, son of David."
大声的呼求紧紧的跟随，这是很重要的这种得恩典的这个条件。
So they pleaded to him and followed him, and that is how they were able to receive.
在诗篇里面告诉我们。
And in Psalms,
他说：“你大大张口，就给你充满。”
And
你大大张口，我就充满你。
And if you are able to open your mouth, then you will be blessed.
意思就是我们大声的呼求，我们用这种渴慕的心来呼求。
And if we use our voice to plead to the Lord.
那神是看着我们的内心。
And the Lord will look at our hearts.
所以祷告需要这样的一种渴慕的心。
And in prayer, we need to have this type of heart.
我们如果这种迫切的心越强烈的话。
And if we're able to have this type of humble and pleading heart,
越能够得到耶稣的帮助。
Then we will be able to receive the help of Jesus Christ.
我想这两个瞎子迫切的心是非常的强。
And I believe that these two blind men had a very plead and humble heart for the Lord.
因为他们又看不到。
Because they could not see.
他们也不能像一般人可以随时都可以跟着耶稣去看耶稣在哪就跑去那里。
They were not like normal people who would be able to see where Jesus is and go find him.
这时候是一个稍纵即逝的机会，就是你错失了就没有了。
And this was a once in a lifetime opportunity for them.
所以他这时候耶稣在他眼前，在他跟前。
And so Jesus was in front of them.
他要抓住这样的机会。
So they wanted to grasp this opportunity.
耶稣继续往前走，他就在后紧跟着。
Jesus was in the front and they followed.
如果错失这机会，可能下一次不知道还有什么机会，耶稣会走到他们的跟前。
If they passed by this opportunity, then they would not be able, they might not receive it again.
这样的心情就是就可以得到恩典。
It is with this kind of heart that they are blessed and healed.
所以这样迫切心，我想我们可能有很多机会祷告，所以我们并没有他这样的迫切。
And so we may receive many opportunities to pray, but we may not have the same humble and pleading heart as these two blind men.
我们有很多机会很自由的都可以随时跪下祷告也有很多机会可以接受按手祷告。
We have many opportunities to pray and to receive the laying of hand.
所以我们可能就不太珍惜这样每一次祷告的机会。
So we may not always take this opportunity for prayer.
这两个瞎子不一样。
These two blind men were different.
在他的生命中可能只有这一次而已。
In their lifetime, they may only receive this one opportunity.
下次谁也不敢讲。
And they do not know if there would be another time.
就算有，他们也没有办法那么方便的去能够到耶稣那里。
So even if there was another opportunity, they may not be able to go find Jesus.
所以他们知道耶稣在跟前，他们就赶快用最应该尽他的生命的能力尽量的尽力的呼求。
So they knew that Jesus was in front of them, so they seized the opportunity and called out to him.
好像错失这个就没有机会一样。
Just like if they passed by this opportunity, then there would be no other chance.
所以耶稣说：“你们情辞迫切的直求。”
So Jesus said that they were
我们来看路加福音十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章是主耶稣在讲的一个比喻。
Luke chapter 11 talks about a parable.
主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
And Jesus Christ tells us how to pray.
在十一章第八节这么说到。
And in chapter 11 verse 8 tells us.
他说：“我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他们照他所需用的给他。”这一段经文是主耶稣讲到一个求饼的故事。
And in this story, it talks about a man who is asking for bread.
这个人他为他的朋友来向他的邻居来求。
And this man is asking his neighbor for bread, pleading for bread.
因为他半夜有朋友到他那，没有什么吃的给他。
Because they did not have food for in the middle of the night to give to this friend.
那他也没有准备，那他不知道为什么，他知道隔壁一定有。
And we do not know why, but he knew that his neighbor had some food.
那可能隔壁是比较富有，或者是。隔壁是在卖饼的。
Maybe his neighbor was had more food, or they were a baker.
所以呢，他就想说，那去那一定有。
So he believed that if he went, then they must have it.
但是那个有的人他不想起来给他。
But the neighbor did not want to give him any.
我们都睡了，我们再起来很麻烦，你就不要再。
Because they were already, it was already late at night, and they were sleeping, and they didn't want anyone to bother them.
但是他在外面一直敲门。
So, however, the man kept knocking.
那我想，这样的状况下，他不给好像不行。
And in this, in this event, if he didn't give in, it seemed like it wouldn't happen.
因为，所以他现在给要把家人都叫起来。
Because if he was to give the man bread, then he would have to wake up his whole household.
叫起来，给完了还可以睡觉。
And after he gave the bread, then he could go back and sleep.
但是如果他不给的话，他整夜都不用睡了，因为他就是一直敲。
However, if he did not give the man bread, then he would knock all night.
算了，还是给他好了。
So in the end, he still gave him bread.
不是因为他是朋友的交情给他。
And it is as It's not because they were friends.
但是因为就是因为他情辞迫切的直求。
But because but the man persevered and wanted it very badly.
求不到他不罢休就对了，那你一定要给他。有这种决心，你我求不到就不罢休，那一定要给他。
And if a man had this type of heart that no matter what they must receive this bread, then of course it would be given to him.
如果他觉得不重要，他来敲一敲啊，人家说很麻烦，你不要再，我不想给你。那他就回去了
and if,
那就没有了
and if they did not have this type of persevering heart then if they just knocked a couple times and the neighbor said no then they would just not receive it
但我觉得这个人他很够朋友他为他朋友求用这样的他不放弃的
and so however this man would persevered and had was pleading so he was able to receive it for his friend
所以他没有应付一下说啊我已经帮你要了、但是我要不到没办法那你晚上可能要饿肚子到天亮了。
So he did not give up so that his friend would not have bread to eat and go hungry.
我们祷告也不是在应付。
So in our prayer, we must not just...
所以我们为人代祷也不是在应付。
So when we are not...
应付就是敷衍他了，意思就是敷衍更难。就给他一个交代。
So it is. He's not just going through the motion of it.
我天哪！因为这不是他的事情，是他朋友肚子饿。
Because this is not if it was because his friend was hungry.
所以又不是他肚子饿。
And it was not his own that he was hungry.
但是他很够朋友，他觉得他不能让朋友肚子饿。
And however, he felt that he must not let his friend go hungry.
他认为这就是他的事，他一定要得到。
And he believed that this was his duty, that he must complete it.
所以他有这样的决心。
So he had this determination.
最后他终于求到。
And at the end, he was able to receive it.
那我想，如果对我们个人来说，还有我们为别人祷告，事实上都是一样。
So in everything when we do in our and when we are praying for others, is the same.
我们用这样的决心来祷告，神就必成全。
If we use this type of heart to pray to God, then God will answer it.
好像这两个瞎子这种迫切的心一样。
And it is like the heart of these two blind men.
那么他像这个。这两个瞎子呢，向耶稣怎么喊叫呢
？So how did these two blind men call out to Jesus？
哦，在马太福音说，他在喊叫说：“大卫子孙，可怜我们吧。
”And in verse 27 says, "Have he? They say, 'Have mercy on us, son of David.'"
他用“可怜”这两个字。
And he uses the word mercy.
他因为他知道神。怜悯是一种主权啊，是神的主权，是耶稣的主权。
And because they understood that, to fulfill is the authority of God and Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣要就要不要给，通通由他决定。
And whether or not Jesus wanted to answer them was by his own authority.
我们没有办法强求别人要照我们的意思。
And we cannot force someone else to do what we want.
他要给就给，他不给就不给。
If they want to give it to us, then they will give. If not, then they will not.
但是我们可以情辞迫切的求。
However, we can ask with a pleading heart.
所以他了解，他要求耶稣怜悯他。
So they, these two blind men wanted Jesus Christ to have mercy on them.
那他知道神的怜悯是很丰富的。
And they knew that God would will fulfill what they needed.
所以我们也知道，这是神的主权没有错，但是神一定会用他的，他是慈爱的神，一定会施恩给我们。
So because even though we know that it is God's authority, but because He loves us, He will help us.
在犹大书二十一节说到
，In Jude，
我们看犹大书二十一节。
Jude verse 21.
犹大书二十一节，他说：“保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。”哦，这个是犹大他所写的一段话。
And this is a verse that Jude wrote.
他说：“我们要保守自己在神的爱中。”
And this is to keep ourselves in God's love.
那我们一生都要仰望主耶稣的怜悯，一直到永生。
And in our whole life, we must wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life.
所以我们其实我们的得救是在乎神的怜悯。
So our salvation is because of the mercy of God.
我们并不是说自己能够达到多么好的境界。
And it is not because of our what we're able to do.
所以我们也要求神来帮助我们。
So we must ask God to help us.
怜悯我们。
To have mercy on us.
这是我们唯一能够称义的地方。
And this is what one of the only things that we can do.
因为神如果要数算我们的过犯，我们没有办法，没人可以得救的。
Because if God were to hold us accountable for our own deeds, then none of us would be saved.
所以我们的一生都是这样啊，在祷告中也是这样。
Our whole life is.I'm like this. So in our prayer is the same.
那这就是这两个瞎子他们祈求的那样的精神。
And that is the type of attitude that the two blind men have.
那我们再看回来我们来看这个耶稣他说的话。
So let's turn back and look at the words that Jesus Christ said.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
你们看耶稣进了房子
And once Jesus has gone indoors,
瞎子就来到他的跟前。
The blind men came to him.
耶稣为什么不在外面医他们，要跑进房子呢？
And why did Jesus Christ go inside indoors to heal the two blind men?
因为耶稣不想让人知道。
And that is because he did not want other people to know.
所以三十节才说，他把医好之后，他就特别交代他们说，你不要去告诉别人哦。
And that is why in verse 30, Jesus warned them to tell no one about the miracle.
因为那个时候啊，不适当把这样的事写明出来。
And at that time, it was not time for the miracle to be spread out.
所以耶稣医治他也不是为了要传福音做见证，让很多人知道，不是这样。
And the healing of the two blind men was not so that he could help to preach to other people.
可以说耶稣是偷偷的医治他们，暗中医治他们，纯粹是出于对他们的怜悯而已。
And so for Jesus Christ to heal these two blind men was for their own salvation.
就是我们跟神的关系就像这样。
And so our relationship with God is the same.
哎，这个只有我们知道，神知道。
And there are things that only we know and God knows.
哎，这是我们在耶稣基督里面的那种很亲近神的那种祷告。
It is the very intimate prayer that we have with God.
所以他等到他们进房子以后，然后才要医治他们。
So it is when they go indoors that the Lord Jesus Christ heals the two blind men.
然后呢，你看耶稣讲什么话呢
？So let us look at what does Jesus say.
他说你们，他问他们那句话很重要。
The what they ask, what Jesus Christ asked them is very important.
他说你信我能做这事吗？
He asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?"
我想这句话不只在问那个两个瞎子。今天我们在祷告的时候，耶稣也同样问我们这句话。
I believe that this question is not only for the two blind men, but for us today and when we are praying.
如果耶稣这样问的话，我们是怎么回答呢
？If Jesus asks us this, what is our reply?
你信我能做这事吗？
Do you believe that I'm able to do this?
可能很多时候我们祷告，我们一面祷告一面，我心里是不怎么信的。
Many times when we pray, our hearts may not be believing.
反正又是祷告了，又反正都不会求到的啦。
We are just praying and we might not even receive.
求到就是奇迹了。
If we receive, then it is a miracle.
反正又是这样子。
It is like this.
反正就把祷告，反正该祷告就祷告嘛。
So and when it is time to pray, we will just pray.
我们还没祷告，都已经没有信心了。那耶稣在问我：“你能信我能做这事吗？”你说我不信，那你就不用想要，就没有恩典了。
So before prayer, if we have this type of heart, then when we're praying, then God will not. How can we pray to God?
所以如果耶稣问这话的时候，这两下子跟他说：“我们不太相信。”
So when Jesus asks this question, and if the two blind men reply, like, we don't quite believe,
那他们就不会得，他们眼睛就没有办法看见。
Then they would not have received their sight.
其实耶稣他知道人的心。
In fact, Jesus Christ knows the heart of man.
他问这话其实也是一种引起人一种信心的思考。
And for him to ask this question is to help let them think about their own faith.
祈求不代表有信心。
To ask does not mean that you have faith.
大家都在求。
Everyone is asking.
但是神知道谁有信心。
However, God knows those who have faith.
所以人能够不怀疑啊，才是真的信心。
So if man is not doubting, then they have faith.
人都会怀疑。
However, everyone doubts.
怀疑这个疑惑好像海中的波浪在那里翻腾一样。疑惑就怀疑啊， 好像海浪一样。
And doubts are like waves in the ocean.
那这样子人的心就是这样起起落落，一下觉得相信，一下又觉得不信，在那里翻腾。
So there are highs and lows, and in the same way, our faith wavers.
那样子不要想从神那得到什么，这雅各书说的。
And if it is like this, then we will not receive, and that is in the book of James.
其实人我们心常常会疑惑。
And in our hearts, many times we doubt.
连亚伯拉罕都会怀疑。
And even Abraham had his doubts.
他神应许他要一个儿子，但是他说啊，这个大马色人。他是要接续我这个仆人要接续我的产业。
And even Abraham, when when God promised him his son, he still believed that his servant would take over his household.
所以他等太久，他已经越来越没有信心了。
And the longer that he waited, the less faith he had.
但是神跟他说，从你生的才是。才要接续你的产业。
However, Jesus Christ replied, however, God replied that it is only the one that comes from your body that will become, well, that will receive.
所以我们看到这瞎子的回答是非常的坚定，因为他们已经没有别的选择了。
And we know that these two blind men were very certain because they had no other options left.
他说我们信。
They said they believed.
除了这个没有别的选择，不然谁能医治他们呢？
And so other than Jesus Christ, who else can heal them?
在就算今天21世纪，也不一定有人把那个生来瞎眼的把他有办法把他医好。
And in the 21st century, even in the 21st century, there are it's still quite impossible to heal blind people.
所以他们唯一的希望只在这里。
So their hope, only hope is in this.
我们的祷告也是一样。
And it is the same for our prayer.
除了耶稣，谁能给我们生命的恩典呢？
Apart from Jesus, who can give us the blessing?
我们没有什么选择。
We don't have much choice.
我们也只能抓住这个机会。
And we can only grasp this opportunity.
大声的向神呼求，求神怜悯。
To call out loudly and plead to the Lord.
所以在耶稣知道他们的信心，就是说，好，你们相信，就照你们信心给你们成全。
And so after Jesus has seen their faith, he healed them according to their faith.
人如果相信是得着，就必得着。
So if man believes, then they will receive what they believe.
这就是我们看到，因为这样，这两个瞎子眼睛开了。
Because of this, the two blind men were able to receive their sight.
神为他们解决了他们最重要的问题。
Jesus Christ was able to solve their life's biggest problem.
我想神也会为我们解决我们所遭遇的困难。
So, in the same way, the Lord will help us in the difficulties we encounter in our lives.
问题是我们来到神面前，我们要很清楚的知道我们的困难是什么，要把它放在神的面前。
However, in front of the Lord, we need to place our know what our difficulties are and place them in front of the Lord.
就像瞎子说的很简单，我就是要能看见啊，就这个简，就这个一个目标。
And for the blind men, they had they wanted to be able to see.
所以我们来到神面前也是用这样的一种心态。
So when we come in front of God, we use the same type of heart.
那神就必定照我们信心来成全我们。
And God will fulfill it according to our faith.
那我们现在就要一起来祷告。
So now we're going to kneel down and pray.
求神来加添我们的心力。
And may God give us strength.
那我们需要按手祷告都可以来前面来接受按手祷告。
And if you want to receive the laying of hands, you may come to the front.
一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.